Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 77, Blocking Ads in Your Browser. So for today's episode, I thought I'd share a way to make your web browsing a little bit more simplified and easy, and maybe even speed it up a little bit. That last part is more of a placebo effect, where I find that blocking ads on certain sites actually improves the performance because there's less that needs to be displayed on the screen. The ads are still there, but you just don't see them. That's basically the premise behind today's episode. So what you're gonna do is when you go into your, if your browser has a app store or add-on store, so for example, Firefox and Chrome have this. I'm not sure about Safari. There might be third-party tools to do this as well. Same thing for Internet Explorer. But if you do a search for ad blocking or ad block and you find an app that you trust, what you'll do is you'll install it. And from there, you'll basically apply certain filters. It depends on regions and different lists and all that stuff. You can apply multiple lists if you want to as well. So if you find that there's two lists or three lists or just one list that you like, you can apply them as you need to. And from there, you'll basically be good to go. Pages that that have ads on them will no longer show up. You'll see just the content that belongs to that particular page and that website. The beauty of some of the more up-to-date ad blockers or ad blocking add-ons is that you can enable it everywhere, so every site blocks ads, but some sites do rely on ads to make their money, and they're not doing anything intrusive or nefarious with your browsing their site. So basically, you can enable ad blocking add-ons to only work on certain sites. So you can say disable everywhere except for these sites, or you can say enable everywhere except for certain sites, because you trust certain sites and you want to make sure that they get the proper credit because they're not doing anything bad, because you trust them, because you know that they're there to make the money and do it in a responsible, proper manner. You know they're not overloading their site with ads, they're not putting ads in the way of getting to their content, so you know you want to support them in their cause. The other benefit is that, let's say ads are poorly placed or your browser is not rendering that page properly, so ads are placed in unusual spots, or you're not sure if that ad is part of the page or not because of the way that it's formatted. By blocking those ads, you can prevent also accidentally clicking on those ads, because you, let's say it's a new website and you don't know how their ads work or where they'll send you, you don't want to click on them accidentally. So that's the other benefit of it, is that you won't see those ads, so you may see a blank space or it'll pass right over it because it's taking out that extra spacing. And that's just a personal benefit, which I actually like. Sometimes I'm reading through a page and I'll accidentally click on a part because I've switched between pages and I accidentally click on an ad that I didn't want to, and it takes me someplace I don't want to go. So that is basically the benefit of having that ad blocking software there. Basically, to install it, as I mentioned, you'll go to your browser's add-on store or app store. There are a few available. I'm not going to name any specific ones or the one I use, just because it's a matter of personal preference and who you end up trusting and who you want to go with. But there are a few that rise to the top as far as ones that are good and do a good job. You'll see the effects relatively immediately, if not within, you know, a couple of browsing sessions, so you get used to exactly what the ad blocking software is doing and what it is not doing. And then it's always good to poke around in the settings to make sure that they're set exactly how you want it to work. But if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. Or you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01 to get all of my latest updates and interact with me that way as well. And you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network of shows at geek-io.com. And you can also find our online contact form if you want to use that as well to get in touch with me that way as well. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.